It is God's will
and God's desire that you prosper. Say amen. And it is God's will for you to be wealthy. It is also God's will for you to have riches. Say it is God's will. 3 John 2, one of our favorite scriptures. 3 John, chapter 2, he says that, Beloved, I wish. Beloved, go to King James. I like King James, please. Beloved, I wish. Then I read the NIV. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. Beloved, this is the wish of God. I wish above everything that thou mayest what? Prosper. And be what? In health, even as thy soul. So 3 dimensions of prosperity: physical prosperity, prosperity of your health, and then your spiritual prosperity. And so if it is God's will, then God, through his son Jesus Christ, dealt with the spirit of poverty. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Technical people, can you hear my voice in your room? Because you are giving the wrong scriptures. 2 Corinthians, he said, okay, what I wanted to read was, Jesus, even though the Bible said he was rich, he became poor. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. So it is his wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. And he dealt with the spirit of poverty by exchanging his riches and taking out poverty and give you riches. So it will be a spiritual offense for you to be poor. Because something I have dealt with, you shouldn't take it back. So you are not born again to be poor. You are born again to be prosperous, to be rich, and to be wealthy. Only a few people are saying amen. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. In John 10:10, Jesus says something. He said, the thief cometh not but for what? For to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that ye might have life, and that they might have it in more abundantly. It means that abundant life is not like jumping and dancing, but have everything in excess. Be blessed. Abundant life also means becoming wealthy and becoming prosperous. Say amen. The Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. As they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Say amen. So if you believe in the Lord your God, you will be established. This year, you will be established. And if you believe the prophet, in this case, the prophet is the man of God in the house. If you believe the prophet, ye his prophets, so shall ye prosper. If you believe in what I'm saying, prosperity is yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and 18 and 19. And thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand had gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Say amen. That he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers at this day. Say amen. And it shall be, if thou do all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you that this day that ye shall surely. That means that it is God that is empowering you to become wealthy. To become wealthy is not a sin. To become wealthy is to prosper the work of God. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? To become wealthy is the righteousness of God. If you are not wealthy, the kingdom suffers. The work of God is slowed down. If you are not wealthy, souls will not be won. That is why God is ready to empower somebody to become wealthy. The guy, this guy in Abuja, what's his name? That man with the largest church. Paul Enenche, when he was building his auditorium, 100,000 seater, one of his members came to him and said, what are you building? So I'm building a 100,000 auditorium. He said, the chairs that will be in the 100,000 seater, first it was a 70,000 seater. First it was 70. Then he said, how many chairs, this is one man, how many chairs will be needed to fill this auditorium? And they said 70,000. Then he went to Philippines and ordered the factory to stop all production to produce 70,000 chairs. If you are poor, will you be able to walk to your pastor like that? If you are poor, will you be able to go to your pastor and say, I want to, how many chairs? See, when you are poor, there are certain things you don't say. That is why God, Jesus himself, dealt with the spirit of poverty. That he may give you his riches. Say, I receive riches. I receive wealth. I receive prosperity. Say amen. And the guy, so if you go to Polynesia's church now, all the chairs in auditorium was ordered by one man. I see it happening in my church as well. Say amen. Because some people feel that poverty is spirituality. Poverty is not spirituality. Poverty is annoying. It's stressful. Say amen. You become even unspiritual. There are people who want to come to church. The reason why they can't come to church is because they don't have money. Because if you take Uber, you have to put petrol in your car. That is why God is going to bless somebody who is listening to me. I was telling the apostle, I said, apostle, put the oil on the altar that as Stanley is worshiping, you know, grace is falling upon the oil. As they are singing praises, grace is falling upon the oil. And you are coming forward for you to receive oil in your hands. And beginning from today, anything your hands will find to do, anything, even if you decide to sell Achomo, you decide to sell Bofrot and Tobe together, the Lord shall prosper it. Say amen. Say, I hear you, my pastor. The word riches comes from the Greek word rikush, R-E-K-U-S-H, rikush, which means abundance of valuable, desirable goods and possessions, which means resources owned by a person. Genesis 13, look at it. Genesis 13, look at it. It means to have abundance of valuable, desirable goods, possession. It means that you have abundance of resources. Genesis 13, 1 to 7, look at it. And Abraham, Genesis 13, 1 to 7. And Abraham went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abraham was very, look at the word, very rich in what? In cattle, in silver, and in gold. I see you rich in cattle, in silver. This is a child of God. And he became rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Look at it. And he went out of his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. And the Bible said, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called the name of the Lord. And the Bible said, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, and Lot also, you see, I like the way they use the word, Lot also, had flocks and herds and tents. Just say, wow, the prosperity triggered also to Lot. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Their substance, may your substance be great. your resources, your desirables, they are so great that the land could not take them. Say amen. Look at what the Bible says. Genesis 36. Reading from verse 6 to 8. Genesis 36. Please, are you writing these scriptures down? 6 to 8. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan. And he went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. You see, those days they were peasant farmers. So their riches were measured in farms, cattle, goats, sheep, and everything, and silver and gold. And the land could not bear them. This year in your life, beginning from this year, your substance will be great. You'll be rich in dollars. You'll be rich in pounds. You'll be rich in yen. You will have real estates. You will have businesses. Multiple streams of income. So much so that the land cannot bear you. Say, I receive it. May your prosperity have international dimensions. May you handle businesses from both local and outside. Say, I receive it 3 times. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 1, 11 to 13. 2 Chronicles. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Look at it. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I, say I. You see, the I there is who? Is God. And I will give thee. It means that God gives riches. And I will give thee what? Riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that they have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. So God, people, God can decide to give you riches and wealth. It's not given by the devil. It's not given by Satan. It's not given by government. It's given by God. I see you becoming wealthy and see yourself like that. And your motive is only one, so you can bless the work of God. Say amen. That the kingdom will not suffer. That the kingdom will be advanced. I went to Kato. I went to Inugu. Where is Charles? Where do you go? Is it Inugu? Inugu. And we were going to somebody's church. Then I told the guy that, is it where Oyedepo's church is? He said, yeah. I said, I want to pass there. Oh my God. Oh my God. Mama. Oh my God.
Wow.
I have never seen anything like this. That a man can be blessed by God. What is University of Ghana? It's chicken. Chaba. There is traffic jam in his compound. There is traffic light and traffic jam in his compound. Both human and vehicles. The Canaan land. There is traffic. There is police escort. There is siren. Somebody's compound. One man. It means that God can bless. God can give wealth. God can give riches. And the guy, Keto, the guy has three universities. And secondary schools. And living quarters. And name it. We were in the, you can drive in his compound for an hour. Because of traffic. Yeah. Canaan land. Which means it is possible. He did it with one man. He will do it with you. Say, I'm the one they are talking about. I'm the one. You see, so don't have poverty mentality. Because the God that you serve blesses. He can give you wealth, riches, and honor. I decree and declare, beginning from this year, that our days of struggling are over.
Amen.
Your days of struggling are over. Because this year, beginning from this year, God will give you riches, wealth, and honor. Say, I hear you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, yeah, Keto, there was traffic jam. And traffic wardens are directed. There's human traffic. Where, and in front of his church, is a, what I call a market. It's like a, I don't know whether, can I call it a market? It's like, on the right to the left, sales, business arena. All road is leading to his, to the Canaan land. Some tiny, simple young man. And when we were driving, they said, this university number one. He has a shopping mall. He has this. He has living quarters. This is the primary school, secondary school. This is this auditorium. He's building another 100,000 seater auditorium. He has 50,000 now. He's building 100 in 1 year. He said, I have never stolen, beg, or borrow. Everything is paid for. Brother, with God, All things are possible. I remember when we were sitting on plastic chairs, then we said the plastic chair, people are criticizing Reverend plastic chairs in the gym. So we should buy what you are sitting on. So I said, oh, everybody should buy a chair. Only 20 people bought their chairs. It's a sign of poverty. 20 people bought their chairs. He says, it's not that we are not rich, that everybody couldn't buy his chair. So we went and took a facility from the bank so that we could order. So we ordered 4,000 chairs. And then the 4,000 chairs, then COVID hit. Then we stopped church. So the bank gave us what they call moratorium. It means that for about a year, we're not paying. I thought that they are halting the interest. So that they would, no, they charge the interest. Till today, we are still paying for the chairs. Oh my God. The bankers, they are here. We are still paying. And then the economic meltdown or whatever, interest rate went from 20-something to 31 to whatever. Now our interest is 45. And guess what the bank does? As soon as the interest rate goes up, then they recalculate all your money and add the interest to it. Can't one person come and ask me that how much is left for him to write one check and clear all our debts? Can't we have one man? It shows that we are not blessed. That is why I'm preaching this message, because I want my members to be wealthy so we can advance God's work. How do we come here, receive all our offerings, and we collect all the offerings, go and give to the bank? And the bank is smiling. Yeah. The UMB people, they are here. And when they are calculating, you see, whenever the base rate increases, then they increase. We've been paying now. We virtually live from hand to mouth. And we collect all the money and go and give it to them. And we are paying. They are saying that we shall pay this. We shall finish paying 2027. Yeah, the bankers, they are here. 2027. I got angry. I said, so don't I have wealthy people in my church? You need to be wealthy. So we don't have, people couldn't buy one chair. That's the reason we have to go and borrow the money. One person bought 70,000 chairs. And only 20 bought their own chairs. So the chair you are sitting on, we are paying. Your she, daddy say you have money. Where is the money? Where is the money? We are wearing chairs. So the Lord directed me, anoint the people and I will bless the work of their hands. So I'm following the direction of the Holy Spirit. Anoint the hands of the people to raise millionaires. You know, we have a lot of letters from various places. We call it Macedonian call. Come to Ejura, come and do crusade and do day of help. Come to whatever. And all the letters. Come here. Come to Boku. I've received letters from Boku. Letter from Ketekrachi, Helen Ntosu, is calling for Ketekrachi, call Sekendi Takradi. And I'm saying that we want to go. The spirit is willing. That is our calling. But we don't have the financial muscles. So of all the applications, we can only take one. One a year to go. Because of poverty. Yeah. With all the letters are like this, plenty. I received phone calls. Recently, the chief of Gosu and his elders, they sat down and they said, They said they want to, they are putting Pastor Stanley on speaker. For the chiefs have surrounded. So you should hear that. When we came some years ago, after we left, God has changed the whole of the city. The whole city have changed, development, everything. And that he, the chief, is inviting us again. And the Muslims came and asked him, where are the people who came here yesterday? Because even the Muslim community have changed. The Zongo area have changed. They were all blessed. And this San Fahombre Bium. So Pastor Stanley called me and he said, this is what they, and then first they gave us one cow. They said, we'll give us two cows. They were telling us what they would do. Then Pastor Stanley was talking to me with excitement and all that. I said, yeah. The reason why I would say yeah, because when we took on that mission, it took us close to a year to finish paying the balances. Is it not true? Yeah. It took us more than a year. We flew doctors there. We have to do so many things. And the hotel, and the impact was very great. But we came back, you know, in debt. So when I see these people, sometimes you see a group of people, about 10 people. Yeah, we are from bon, meaning somewhere. And I attend one camp. Now, yes, you have a friend who said, I'm a crusade, Nibi. Now, I'm a day of help. Now, I'm a day of help. Now, I'm a medical. I say, yeah. For a letter, not to her. He will write you to you later. Because it is money. It's very expensive. All these doctors, only our church doctors don't collect money from us. All this medical, all this surgery, all money paid for. All these people are asking us to bring wheelchairs. There's money. So unless the church becomes wealthy, we cannot advance God's work. Or unless you have the money, but you are armstrong, that is why we are not paying anything. Unless. Yeah. Unless you are a millionaire among us, but you haven't showed your face. Say, I hear you. Request needs are very great. Somebody from Ivory Coast, another person from Burkina Faso, they came here, some group of pastors from Burkina Faso. Reverend, Burkina Faso needs you. I said, tell them we have heard their needs. Because people watch YouTube, people watch the missions. They say things like, we like your type of crusade. It's a combination of preaching, healing, deliverance, and humanitarian, social action. I say, yeah, it's a very good thing, but it is not easy. The lifeline people have, they are planning to import 2 containers of wheelchairs this year. Grains, food items, medicals, medicines, things. By the time you go to one crusade and come, you have spent 2.5 million Ghana cedis to 3 million. One trip. So if you do 3 crusades in a year, you're talking about. Are you that rich? Say, I'm coming. I'm on my way. Where I'm prophesying after tonight's anointing, I will have people line up here with checks like this. How many crusades are you doing this year? 4. Okay. The 4 of us, we are paying for the crusades. Yes. After I told you the story about my experience in Seattle, hear it again. I went to Seattle. And my friend took me to a church, very clean, nice, beautiful, extra old church. Have you seen anything like this? Digital church, everything, orderly. The church lasts only 1 hour, 50 minutes. The sermon is 25 minutes, not the one that we are preaching that we are not finishing. The pastor doesn't sweat. No, the pastor, this is the way I'm carrying my handkerchief, even in the midst of air conditioning, I'm sweating. I didn't sweat like that. He went and sat on the second row. Me and my friend. Then he said, Reverend Steve. I said, yeah. He said, have you seen all these people? Have you seen? I said, yeah. He said, they are all millionaires and billionaires. They are all millionaires and billionaires. This lady. Then Chaba, he told me something. He said, they don't do fundraising here. They don't sweat. They don't do anything. Every year, February, 10 of them will come to the pastor. What is your budget for this year? What do you want to do? So we want to do this, want to do that. Okay. Then 15 of them will bring $1 million. $1 million. So no fundraising, no sweating, no shouting. And they don't, you see the way we are receiving offering, they don't collect offering. Like the baskets are at the entrance. If you are going, you have money, drop it. You know, they invited somebody. And the person came preaching. When the priest preached, he said, the Lord is telling me something. I want 20 people to rush quickly to bring 2,000. They sent him a message. Finish your preaching and come down. They don't need it. They don't need it. They sent the guy a message that we don't have any need in this church. There's nothing. The pastor is paid well. The pastor's car is changed. The pastor drives Lincoln Navigator bought by the millionaires. Top line. It's comfortable. So they paid for. Unfortunately, the pastor died of cancer. That's the only downside. When I heard that he was dead, I said, oh my God. He had cancer and then he died. But, I told the guy, so can they invite me to come and preach here? Because such a place, no, I will fire. Me who whom beba? I'm not here by Ishi. So now when I'm going, I'll make jammy quen ye. Oh my God. So we are getting there. Hallelujah. So this is to prove to you that riches and wealth is given by God. The Bible says in Psalm 112, 1 to 3, Psalm 112, 1, 2, and 3. Look at what the Bible says. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Look at it. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Look at the blessing. He says, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches. I speak wealth and riches into your house. Say amen to somebody. The Bible said in Proverbs 13 verse 22. In Proverbs 13 verse 22. A good man, say a good man liveth an inheritance toward to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So if you're a good man or a good woman, you have to leave inheritance for what? For your children's children. If you are poor, how do you leave inheritance for your children? Some of us, when our father died, Akasanuma Radio. was not available. But it is a wealthy man, a man who is blessed, who will leave his inheritance for his children's children. And there is a sinner who has accumulated wealth, it will be transferred to you. Say amen. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Look at verse 18 and 19. Ecclesiastes. It says, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun, all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God had given, to whom God has given what? Riches and what? And wealth. And had given him power to eat thereof. Riches and wealth and power to enjoy the riches. Look at it. And to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. It is a gift. This is the gift of God for you to have riches and wealth and to eat good. You see, sometimes you can be wealthy, but the power to eat is not there. Where you are? To be winner. To be just say, who was he can answer? Why am I? When we were poor. Where is that? You know, when our mothers cook, I don't know about you, but when I cook, the father must eat first. And he must eat the best of the whatever. The gizzard, the thighs of the chicken, it goes to our father. The chicken breast. Then the nkolalu, number dinka, you know, the legs. The wings. Now that we can afford it, the doctors will come to you. Don't eat the skin of the chicken. Meanwhile, it's the skin that is also nice. Don't eat this. Now that we can afford it, your cholesterol is high. Reduce this. Your sugar is high. Don't eat this anymore. Don't drink this anymore. So one can't take a bottle of Coke, chill Coke with ice. Ah, and feel free, air, tea, ice. No. One day I saw Pastor Stanley trying to drink Coke. Then he took the Coke like this. Crop. I said, why? He said, well. At this age, you don't drink Coke like that. First, we used to drink Coke once in a year. Chicken once in a year. Corned beef once in a year. Now that you can afford it. Say amen. We should drink green tea. When we went to Maoli's reception, they served asana. They served sobolo, lamogini, and what again? Some pineapple, whatever. These are all nice drinks. I poured them one by one. My wife was looking at me. She said, Steve, a lot of sugar is in this. I said, asana used to be a very delicate drink. Asana with ice in it. So I told my wife, put ice in the asana. I can afford it. Say amen. May you have money and also the power to enjoy the money. May you have money and the power to enjoy the money. And to eat well. It is a gift from God. Say amen. Prosperity The word for prosperity is chalak, which means a state of spiritual, material, and monetary success. It means well-being, which brings about a peace of mind. To be prosperous is to have the peace of mind and completeness in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 25, it says, send now down your prosperity. Hallelujah. Send now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now your prosperity. May the Lord send his prosperity to you. And prosperity means your total being. You are healthy. You are strong. You are eating well. Eat everything. Just eat it in moderation. Say amen. Eat everything. Eat chicken. Eat goat. Eat everything. But be moderate about it. Say amen. And enjoy the goodness of life. I see you prospering. The Bible said in Psalms 122, 6 and 7, one of my favorite sayings, Psalms 122, 6 and 7. Look at it. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Look at it. There's a peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. May your palace have prosperity. May peace be within thy walls. Prosperity without peace can be troublesome. Hallelujah. So this and many others, the Bible says, and Joseph prospered. He prospered as a slave in somebody else. He prospered in prison. If a prisoner and a slave can prosper, you are better than the slave and the prisoner. I see you. He was a slave and he was prospering. He was in prison and was prospering. You are a free, born again Christian. You are better. Prosper in Jesus' name. Now let me give you quickly, in the next few minutes, the keys to riches, wealth, and prosperity. The keys. The keys are plenty, so I'll give you some. I'm declaring the whole month of February as a month of preaching on wealth, riches, and prosperity. And not everybody was able to come to church today, so we'll continue the anointing for those who have traveled, you know, for one way or the other, couldn't make it. It will be continued. Say amen. Now, these are biblical keys to your wealth, to your riches and prosperity. One of the first keys, Mama Francisca, is first fruits, tithes, and offerings. First fruits, tithes, and offerings. If you are a giver of tithes, if you are into first fruits, if you don't dodge offerings, you know, some people dodge offerings whenever you come to church. When the offering basket is passing by, then they are praying in heaven and all that. But you are a giver of offerings. You are a giver of tithes. Say amen. You will always prosper. Say, I receive it. Proverbs 3:9, one of the favorite scriptures. The Bible said, Proverbs 3:9. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. This coming Sunday, look at it. This coming Sunday, the 5th of February, is our first Sunday and our first fruit Sunday. Which means that the work you have done in January, you are bringing the first, your first and best to the Lord. So you consider what you think about what you consider as your first fruit. It is the key to your wealth. People are going to bring all their salaries. I mean, since I understood the teachings on first fruit, I have never missed it. The first month of the year, my salary is a first fruit to the Lord. And I've seen amazing blessings from God. Say amen. If you can't do first fruit, do your tithe. But by all means, let something represent your first fruit and your tithe and your offerings. The Bible said, in Exodus 34, verse 26. The first of the fruits of thy land thou shalt bring Thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God the first of the first fruit of thy land. Those days, those people were peasant farmers. They were into farming and cattle rearing. He said, when you plant vineyards, when you plant trees, when you plant corn, when you plant cassava, the first harvest, the first of the best, the first and best, you shall bring it into the storehouse. Because out of the 12 tribes, there's a tribe called the Levite. The Levites are not supposed to go and work and everything. They are supposed to manage the spiritual things. So all the farmers, your cattle, your goat, your sheep, whatever you have planted, bring the first into the house so that the Levites are taken care of, because they watch over the Ark of the Covenant. They do the priesthood duties and all that. That is why your tithes pay salaries, pay security, pays water bill, light bill, pays all, maintains this place, all the maintenance, pays other station ministers. That is what the tithe does. It takes care of the house. Pays people. That's a lot of things. So the week or the month you don't bring your tithe, you have denied somebody's salary. Because that is the way God has programmed it. Say amen. Can you imagine myself waking up in the morning, 5:30, I'm rushing. I'm going to work. And I'm struggling with you at the trotter station to take trotter or whatever. And I'm going to work. And I sit at work the whole day, whatever. And then in the evening, I'm at the station looking for trotro. You are in the middle, I'm at the back somewhere. Say, oh, pastor, oh, where are you from? Oh, I went to work. It will sound some way. It will sound some way because you expected me to be praying, to be meditating, so that when you come to church on Sunday, there is meal already cooked for you through the word of God. Say amen. So they made some people become full-timers, and the tithes and the first fruits of the people are used to pay them. I see you bringing your first fruits. Leviticus 2:12. Look at what the Bible says. As for the oblation of the first fruit, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for a sweet savour. He says, and every oblation of the meat offering shall thou season with salt. That shall thou offer them, blah, 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 covenant with the God, lacking on them. You're trying to talk about offerings, first fruit, and how they must be brought. In those days, they have a way they bring these things. Now, in the 21st century, it has changed from the time that it was instituted. It has changed a bit, but they are talking about the way you should bring your. Some people are very, very diligent with their tithes every month without fail. Diligent with their first fruit. Diligent. And you can see systematic progress in their lives. Say amen. Be a tither. There are so many teachings going on, condemning tithing, condemning whatever, and all that. Let the scriptures guide you. Let the scriptures see your life, that since you started tithing, since you started bringing your first fruit, have you ever lacked? Nehemiah 10:35. Look at it. And to bring the first fruit of our ground and the first fruit of all the fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of the Lord. Year by year unto the house of the Lord. Say amen. And the Bible said, look at it. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring it to the house of our God, unto the priests that minister in the house of our God. The house of God. When you are working and you are giving your salary, a tenth of it. If you are a seamstress, a tenth of it. If you're a taxi driver, a tenth of it. And you will see God preserving that business. You see God watching over that business because it pays, it takes care of the house of God. Say amen. Have I finished that scripture? Go again. I'm reading it. He said, in Ireland, when you give birth to a child and the child is a boy, that boy becomes a priest or whatever. The first, somebody brought a Mercedes Benz as a gift to the church. And when he brought the Mercedes Benz, they were thanking. He said, oh no, it's my first fruit. It's my first car. The guy is in big motor business. Do something that is biblical and watch God bless you. And in this difficult, harsh economic condition, if you will fulfill all righteousness, you will see God at work in your life. If you fulfill righteousness. Say amen. So the first key to your this thing is bringing your first and your best, your tithes and your offerings unto the Lord. And the Lord shall bless you. Say amen. May the Lord open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you cannot receive it. Hallelujah. Number two, favoring God's righteous cause. The second key to your wealth and prosperity is favoring God's righteous cause. Psalms 35 verse 27. Psalms 35 verse 27. Son, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Say amen. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I was reading a book written by Bishop Charles Ajinasari. The title of the book is Built Up and Rooted in Him. And I was reading, I was in page 420, and he cataloged some things. I want to read it to you. Open to 420 for me, 420. Good. Let me read it to you. Mr. J.C. Penney, owner of J.C. Penney Stores, Mr. Kraft of Kraft Cheese Company, started tithing when he was pushing a milk and a cheese cart on the streets of New York. Now, J.C. Penney Stores today is a multi-billionaire company. Mr. A.A. Hyde, owner of Mentholatum, Mr. Heinz of the 57 varieties, Mr. Kerr of Kerr Jar Company, Mr. Proctor of Ivory Soup, Mr. Hershey of Hershey Chocolate, Mr. German of Shoe Manufacturing, Mr. Kellogg of Conflicts, Mr. Crowell of Cocoa, all have become billionaires as a result of their tithing. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Say amen. Look, William Colgate of the Colgate shaving cream, toothpaste, etc., started tithing in his youth, 1/10. Then he went to 2/10, then 3/10, 4/10, 5/10. And then he saved enough to live on and give all his money to the church. John D. Rockefeller, the financial wizard of the world, began tithing at the age of 8. At the age of 8 years, he said, I have tithed on every dollar that God has entrusted to me. And I want to say to you that I could never have tithed on my first million if I had not tithed on my first salary, which was $1.50 a week. He became one of the richest men in the world. I can read and show you great companies and people who have prospered in wealth as a result of tithes and first fruits. May you be the next in line to receive wealth through tithes and first fruits. So Psalm is saying that he that favors God's righteous cause. So God has a cause. And when you favor that righteous cause, you are blessed. Say amen. Righteous cause. Evangelism is his righteous cause. Welfare, taking care of people, paying school fees for people, taking care of those who are sick in hospital is God's righteous cause. Taking care of widows is God's righteous cause. Winning souls is God's righteous cause. And he that favors God. course, righteous course. Put it there. Psalm 35 and 27. He that favors God's righteous cause, that person prospers. Say, I receive it. Because the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 8, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, the Bible said, and Shusa and Susanna and all these people ministered out of their substance to God's righteous cause by giving to the Lord. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom. And the 12 were with him. The Bible says, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. The Bible said, and Joanna, the wife of Shusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Women ministered unto Jesus of their substance. That is God's righteous cause. I see you prospering for taking care of God's righteous cause. Matthew 25, 31. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in prison, all these things are God's righteous cause. There is no way you can become poor when you feed the hungry, when you take care of the sick, when you visit prisoners, when you do prison ministry, when you take care of people who are down and trodden, when you help out of your own whatever, you pay fees, you pay things for people, you are favoring God's righteous cause. Say amen. There's no way you will not prosper. And lastly, giving to the poor. People prosper when you give to the poor. The Bible says in Proverbs 19 verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he had given will he pay him again. And when God decides to pay you, it's in abundance. Say, I receive it. Proverbs 28 verse 27. Proverbs 28 verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. May you give to the poor and never lack another day of your life. Time will not permit us to share a lot of testimonies of what it means to give to the poor. Psalms 41, my favorite psalm, my last psalm. Psalms 41, 1, 2, and 3. Look at what the Bible says. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. So these are overwhelming scriptures, and I'm going to continue week's teaching on the keys, on the pathway to your wealth, riches, and prosperity. Today marks your beginning of becoming a wealthy man, becoming a wealthy woman. Tell yourself, I will follow these principles. I'll be a tither. I'll be a first fruit. I will favor God's righteous cause. I will honor the Lord with my substance. I'll be a giver out of my hands. I will sponsor. See, some people are doing it. God is showing them great mercies and great grace. Say amen. People are doing things, and we are going to be next in line. There shall be no debt in your life. There shall be supernatural cancellation of debt. All your bills will be paid for, and the Lord shall bless thee with great blessings. God bless you, and I love you all.